This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A New York woman has been arrested after authorities say she made threats against LGBTQ businesses in Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado says the calls occurred weeks after the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. Sharon Robinson referenced the shooting and used slurs in threatening to shoot up at least four businesses in Denver and Glendale. The 40-year-old appeared in federal court in New York Wednesday. She will be prosecuted in Colorado. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Scientists in southeast Colorado want to understand how climate change and agriculture affect safe drinking water. Sally Weir bought a house in the San Luis Valley 5 years ago. She told our partners KFF Health News that the first time she tested her well water, the level of arsenic was nearly 5 times the federal standard.
It makes me really anxious. Even though I'm attempting to mitigate for it, I worry about it fairly frequently, and I've thought about just buying drinking water, but that's a lot.
Researchers have previously linked high arsenic levels in California, Mexico, and Vietnam to the overpumping of aquifers, which is also common in Colorado. Some of the state's rural communities are getting new federal help to clean up polluted properties. The Environmental Protection Agency announced nearly $5 million for projects in Buena Vista, Pueblo, San Luis, and other towns. The money would help revive so-called brownfield sites, properties contaminated with things like lead paint or asbestos. Congressman Jason Crow says a federal debt limit default could seriously affect former military service members. If the country defaults next week, veterans might not get the benefits they've been promised, and that should never have been in question.
And yet here we are. Because of gamesmanship by the House Republicans, it is in question. It's unacceptable. We are here to call it out.
Congressman Crow served in the U.S. Army. Republican leaders say they're optimistic they can reach a deal with the White House, but the deadline to raise the debt ceiling could be next week. This is CPR News.